I just wanted to touch on a couple other non-genomic biomarkers. One is looking at HER2 expression in HER2 non-amplified cancers. And you may wonder why we're talking about this, since it's very clear that the conventional HER2-directed therapies do not work in HER2-negative cancers. That's been shown fairly conclusively. But there are new drugs, and Joanna mentioned this before. There's one antibody conjugate that appears particularly potent. This is DS-8201, or trastuzumab deruxtecan, which is another HER2-directed antibody drug conjugate. It's got a more potent payload than the current drug, T-DM1. It's got more of them. The drug-to-antibody ratio is about 8. And interestingly, this payload is membrane permeable, meaning that once it goes inside of a targeted cell, the payload can actually leak out through the membrane and hit a neighboring cell, and that's in a target-independent fashion. So if you have a heterogeneously expressing tumor, the target-negative cells can still potentially be killed by this agent. And so we have a small amount of clinical data. These were data presented from the phase 1 trial of this agent by Shanu Modi. And this was looking at what we call HER2-low patients. So these have moderate levels of protein by IHC, so 1+, 2+, but they're not FISH amplified. So in clinical practice, these are HER2 negatives. And we just thought of these as just as HER2 negative as an IHC 0 patient, because there was no clinical utility of knowing exactly how much HER2 there was if they were FISH negative. But what was found was that this drug, DS-8201, had a response rate of over 40% in this population. Duration of response was almost 10 months. PFS was over 7 months. So this is a clearly active drug in this population, which previously wasn't even recognized as a subtype of breast cancer. So this is now being tested in a randomized phase 3 trial in HER2-low patients, comparing 8201 versus physician's choice of chemotherapy. And if this is a positive trial, then again, it starts a whole new subset of breast cancer. And it's a very common subset of breast cancer. So really potential for broad clinical impact.